You don't need a lot of equipment for this sport. A pair of very good shoes is the most important thing, although you can wear quite expensive clothes too, if you want to. You can do the sport alone or in a group. People normally do it outside. You need to be strong and fit to do this sport because it takes quite a long time. The fastest people in this sport can do it in about 2 hours, but it can take as long as 6 or 7 hours.
There are two versions of this sport. One is played on a field and one is played on ice. It is a team sport and, especially on ice, the players wear thick clothes and helmets so that they don't get hurt. Each player has a long stick and they have to hit a ball into a goal. On the ice, it's a special type of ball. The game is fast and very exciting to watch.
This sport comes from Japan. It was once a way of fighting, but now people learn this sport to get fit and strong and to control their body. The people who do this sport learn to be flexible, to kick and move their arms in different ways. You can practice the moves in a group, and then you usually work with a partner. When you do this sport, you wear white trousers and a kind of white shirt tied with a belt. You can get different coloured belts when you move to the next level of this sport. People don't wear anything on their feet to do this sport.
This is more a game than a sport, although some people that play it make a lot of money when they win. It is something you can play at home with your friends if you have the right equipment. You need a round board with different numbers in different places, and each player has 3 small arrows with a sharp point. You throw your arrows at the board and try to hit a high number. The person with the most points is the winner. It helps if you are good at maths.
People play this sport outside. You don't play in a team, but 2 or more people play against each other to see who can score the most points. You play this sport on something like a big park. You need a lot of space. You have a long stick and a small ball, and the idea is to hit the ball into a hole. Sometimes you need to hit the ball a long way, but when you are near the hole, a very careful hit should be enough. There is a mini version of this game that is fun to play with your friends.